Tribe of Cthulhu presents A Call of Cthulhu Playtest. The happiness of Happy Valley. Okay, so it is summertime in the mid-80s, 1984, 1983, something like that. Kind of the early part of the middle, early mid-80s, let's say. We are in a small Midwestern town in corn country. We are not in Nebraska.
I was thinking how funny it would be if this were the precursor to the Tremulous game. Works.
Well, it would be the it would be the sequel, right? Because Tremulous is...
Well, 100 years earlier. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Although, you know, it could work out if this was... No. So the town that you guys live in is not the biggest town in the state. It's also not the smallest town. It's a you know, kind of middle-sized town for the state. It is a very rural-feeling farming town. You are both, along with Randall's unnamed character, who will hopefully show up at some point later next session, students at the local high school. It is the only high school in town. And for the past few months, leading up to summer break, the news and on the television, newspapers, radio, and the general buzz about school has been looking forward to the opening of a new amusement park just outside town. And it's not a huge amusement park. You know, we're not talking Six Flags or Disneyland or something like that. But it's also not, you know, a small little carnival thing. It's big enough that they're...
Maybe four.
Yeah. Yeah, it's large enough that they're drawing customers from a significant portion of the state. So, you know, everyone has been kind of looking forward to spring break, looking forward to seeing the park open. And since the town that you live in is the closest to this new amusement park, you know, everyone's really looking forward to having this there and getting in and seeing what it's like. And yeah, it's going to be a cool place to hang out. And there's a lot of buzz and a lot of excitement. So come summer break, groups of people are kind of getting together. Somehow the two of you decided to go to the park together on a nice weekday.
Well, I was thinking perfect, like, you know, movie backstory where maybe we were friends when we were younger and then, you know, parted ways with different social circles.
That could certainly be.
Perhaps your car, your old whatever it is in the shop, and so you were out of transportation for the day.
Yeah, needed to get to the park to check it out. And
Zach's got training camp.
Yeah, go check it out and make sure what is the cool stuff there. So when I come back with Zach, it'll be the best date ever.
So the name of this amusement park is Happy Valley.
With an I.
Yes. Happy with an I Valley.
Could use two I's. I'm just saying.
Okay. Good note. I'll take. I'll keep that in mind. Thank you.
I was thinking if it was Happy Happy Valley Valley.
I was thinking about
that. Yeah, that's what I meant by two eyes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
sorry. Yeah, I didn't mean I.
We are all in accord.
There you go.
All right.
So the two of you, you know, you decide, you know, you are teenagers, so you know, the park opens at like, you know, 9, 10 a.m., but, you know, no teenager during summertime is, or at least most teenagers during summertime are not going to get up that early to do anything. So the two of you arrive, you know, in the parking lot by, you know, 12, 1, just afternoon, something like that. The parking lot is not completely full, but, you know, there is a good crowd there. This is the opening day of the park. You know, you're able to find a parking spot and walk up to the entrance. You can see that the amusement park itself is bordered by a large... what looks like a large, thick hedge, very tall, you know, probably standing, you know, well over 2 meters tall, 2.5 meters tall, something like that. There's a big entrance, you know, big white pillars on either side, and a big, you know, kind of arcing sign over the top that says, "Welcome to Happy Valley." You have, you know, the ticket booths. You walk up, you got to pay your few bucks to get in, pay your tickets. As you walk through the ticket booths, they give you a map of the park, which I apologize. I was hoping to have this ready by now, but I don't. So we'll just have to wing it. And then just inside the ticket booths, you know, there's the there's a camera sniper who's taking pictures of groups of people coming in, so you can buy the picture on your way out. And you see the park mascot, who's been in all the TV commercials, and you see him all the time in the paper and the ads, Happy the Clown, who, you know, is this guy dressed in, you know, one of those kind of Disneyland costumes, right? He's got, you know, the big kind of furry costume. He's got a big kind of white clown head, you know, big hands, baggy pants, large black shoes, and he's going around to the little kids, and the little kids are all happy and yay, you're in the park. Go.
Okay.
Well, I would like to study this map and see what sorts of treats there are for us.
So, Figure out what's the best ride, Zombrowski?
So when you look at the map, the park really has only kind of one path. There's no forks, there's no branches, there's just a single path that winds its way in a spiral towards the center. So the entire park is, you know, as you're looking at the map, the entire park is a big circle, you know, with an opening on one end. There's a little red sign that says, you know, "You are here," with a, you know, little picture of the entrance gate. And then there's just this spiral path that spirals its way in towards the center. And then all the rides are, you know, arranged around the outside of this path. So, you know, and there's kind of all the rides that you would expect. There's a haunted house. There's a love canal. There's a number of roller coasters. You know, there's some
map.
Smaller kiddie. This kind of the, and as you look at it, the rides kind of get bigger and more imposing as it goes into the center. So in the very center is actually a lake. With a haunted house on one side and a roller coaster on the other side. The rides kind of out right near the entrance where you are kind of kiddie, you know, the little kind of kiddie carnival rides, you know, just the little, you know, little motorcycle, a little car that you sit on. It just goes around in a little circle.
Is there no way to get to the center of the spiral or out from the center of the spiral without walking this whole spiral?
That is correct.
All right. What do you say? Is that like asking?
Well, you know, there are always these big crowds, but maybe if we go into the middle, we can avoid them. Maybe we can go to that haunted house. That might be fun.
We should hit the middle first, where the good stuff is. Come back past this kiddie stuff.
Maybe we can get some popcorn along the way.
All right. I don't know. That might not be okay with my diet.
Yeah. You look fine.
Obviously, I don't think you have that problem.
Of dieting?
Walking. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, so you guys are, you know, just making a beeline for the middle. And you kind of wind, you know, just following the path as it winds its way and spirals its way inward. You know, as you're walking, you know, you're passing, you know, the park is certainly not overcrowded. You know, you're not feeling like you're having to bump and push and shove and, you know, it's just insane. But there are a large number of people here. It is reasonably crowded, but still comfortable. It's very noisy, of course. You can hear the rides going and, you know, all the bells and whistles and, you know, things moving on tracks and music and, you know, people talking and laughing and yelling and doing all the kind of amusement park sounds that you would expect. There are a number of you know, little food stands. You know, you're constantly smelling popcorn and roasted peanuts and cotton candy and, you know, hot dogs and all that.
Food on a stick.
Yeah, all that wonderful stuff.
Mm, yum.
Well,
Stacey, you ever go to Disneyland?
No. No, not yet. I want to take a trip out there with Zach, but I don't know. It's a little far and a little expensive, but we'll make it there. Yeah. Don't worry.
I went once as a kid. It was pretty neat.
Oh, yeah? But, anything like this? Way better?
It's bigger, but it's kind of like this.
Huh. Nice.
There's a lot more people. It's really crowded. This is nice.
Yeah, well, it's nice. It's so close. I'm sure Zach and I will come here all the time.
I bet.
So it takes you, you know, like I say, the park is not that huge, so it takes you no more than 10, maybe 15 minutes to reach the center. So the center of the park is, you know, like I say, this little artificial lake. There are, you know, kind of a number of, you know, picnic benches and little canopies to sit in, you know, people to sit and eat, and there's some, you know, kind of grass areas for people who want to just lay down and relax in the grass. It's, you know, that it's very, you know, kind of set up for, you know, people would come here and have lunch and just chill and relax and let the kids run around on the grass and do that kind of thing. You know, kind of around the other side of the lake from that are the two, you know, what kind of the way the park look is laid out kind of feels like the two kind of central rides of the whole park. One is this haunted house, which is from the outside looks like a big kind of classic Victorian home. There's a, you know, kind of a big entrance, you know, haunted house, and then, you know, where you get the little car with the kind of half dome on the back, you know, kind of rumbles out. You get in, you sit, and then it kind of rumbles forward and turns, and doors open up, and you go into the haunted house.
Okay.
There is, you know, there's, you know, probably 20 or 30 people lined up for that. Then the other, you know, what seems to be a big attraction is this huge wooden roller coaster. It's all painted in white. It looks very new. It's a big roller coaster. You know, there isn't, but it is kind of a traditional wooden roller coaster, you know, with just the cars and then the straps. You know, it's not one of those where you're standing up or you're, you know, completely encased in a little capsule or anything like that. There's no loops. There's just a bunch of really big up and downs. Again, there's a line of maybe 20 or 30 people for that, and you can, you know, you can see the roller coaster going and making the, you know, the wooden roller coaster noises as it, the wheels are rumbling over the tracks and people are screaming yay and seem to be having a really good time.
Nice.
You want to go in a haunted house?
Say, well, and I'm sorry, which was the line? How big was the line for the roller coaster?
They're both about the same.
Say, well, I guess we could go to the haunted house. Yeah, let's check that out first. Hopefully the line for the roller coaster is shorter by then.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Give you time to digest that popcorn so you don't puke all over me.
Kind of a big roller coaster.
You'll be fine, Zombrowski. What are you, a wuss?
Yeah, no, that's going to be great. So we'll get in line.
Okay.
Sure will.
So as you get in line, you know, there's a number of other people in line with you. Some people that you recognize from high school. There's some families with kids. There's some older people. There's a lot of people that you know, absolutely don't recognize. You know, like say, there's a number of people who are coming here from out of town. You know, the park is large enough. It's, you know, like say, it's drawing from a pretty wide area, and it's the only amusement park for, you know, a few hundred miles in any direction. So people are really excited about coming here. Go ahead.
Sure. I will make sure that those people I recognize from high school can tell who I'm here with.
Fair enough.
I specifically try and hide when I see other people.
Exactly.
From school.
This is a posed role.
Let's see.
I do have a stealth of 60.
It's stealth versus the opposite of stealth.
Exactly. I could probably just use my stealth and fumble it, and that would be fine.
How about an opposed luck roll? Let's do that.
All right.
What's your luck, Edwin?
My luck is 70.
Sorry, Peter. And Stacy?
55.
Okay. We'll let Edwin roll it.
That's an 09.
I think, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, awesome. Some of the baseball players are here. Right in front of us.
God, I cover my face with my hand.
Yeah, you can see a couple of people that you know kind of walking by and giving Peter the yeah. Yeah, giving him the thumbs up and the eyebrows, right? The nod, the smile. So you guys, you know, eventually it takes, you know, another 10, 15 minutes maybe. You reach the front of the line for the haunted house. Make a spot hidden roll.
Oh, that's a 98.
16, you're too busy hiding your face. 16 off of 45, that's a hard success.
Fair enough.
So I guess technically mine was a fumble, right?
Yep. All right. So, Peter, you notice the car that comes, right? So the cars are these, you know, little cars. They seat, you know, two or three people at a time, you know, with kind of the half dome in back, and then the front is open, and they come rumbling out of these double doors that open on one side of the house, and then the track kind of loops around in front of the house and stops, and that's where you get on, and then it goes and it turns again and goes in to another double set of double doors to go back in the house. That's right. So the car comes out of the house, and you see this this family of a mother, a father, and a child who's maybe 10 or 11, you know, kind of get out. They come through. They get out of the car, and you know, you're not entirely certain what it is, but you could swear, you know, being a high school student, obviously you would know a lot about this. You could swear that the mother and father look like they are just completely buzzed out on something. You know, their eyes are wide. They're just kind of, you know, they're just kind of got that kind of lean. You know, they're kind of rocking a little bit as they're sitting there. But what really draws your attention is that this kid kind of has the same look to him.
Hmm.
The three of them, you know, they don't say anything to each other. They don't say anything to the operator. You know, the operator just kind of says, "Have a nice day," and they, you know, just kind of quietly stand up, and get out of the car and walk away.
Do they walk like normally, or are they kind of wobbly and stuff?
They look a little wobbly. They're walking slowly, to be sure.
Okay.
And the operator says, "Next," and he waves you and Stacy, the two of you.
That family had something going on.
Come on, Zembrowski, let's go.
Yeah. All right.
I did not see a thing. Say it's a haunted house. Come on, it's supposed to be scary.
Yeah,
no,
it's great.
Okay, so the two of you get in the car. There's a little, you know, there isn't any kind of safety bar that comes down. There's just a little railing in the front to hold on to. The car starts, you know, kind of lurches and rumbles forward, right? Turns and goes in through these doors. You know, as the doors open and they close behind you, and it's really dark, and you can hear, you know, kind of a fake witch's scream and cackle in front of you. and then there's a, you know, kind of a neon light that comes on in one side, and it lights up, you know, kind of this fluorescent graffiti on the other side. And then you kind of keep going, and you see this. There's a scene of you know, a witch and a big cauldron, and it's just it's really kind of the cheesiest, tackiest looking, you know, haunted house you can imagine. You know, it's very clearly, you know, this fake plastic, you know, plastic and foam, and you know, it's painted in these in the you know, fluorescent paint that's kind of glowing under the lights. And as you go you know, you kind of go through, and you know, really the whole thing is like this. The ride lasts about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes. Yeah, and there's just kind of all these stereotypical scenes that you would expect to see, but it really strikes you as just being, you know, kind of cheap and thrown together, and you know, the kind of thing that you would see in, you know, the carnival the cheap little carnival that comes to town every year. You know, not really what you were expecting to see in kind of a big, you know, professional fixed amusement park like this.
We
I'll, uh, week. Yeah, I definitely would look, even though it's all cheesy and fake, I'll definitely be looking for the mechanisms and the switches and the loudspeakers and all that kind of stuff, and see what's going on behind the scenes here.
Spot hidden roll.
Okay. All right. Nope.
You're too distracted by Stacy to be looking for
it. It is more or less heaven.
Stacy's obviously looking around and checking stuff out, and also fails with an 88. I'm distracted by being stared at.
Yeah, so having this guy right next to her that, oh shit, how did I get into this? Yeah, wow, this is pretty lame.
Super lame. I don't even know. Well, so far this hasn't been worth the ticket price.
Yeah, I hope the roller coaster is put together better than this thing.
Yeah, it better be.
So as you come out of the haunted house, you know, you come back out, and boom, you go through the doors, and the bright light kind of hurts your eyes for a second. You can see all the people standing there, and you know the car rumbles to a stop, and the operator, okay, thanks. Have a nice day. And you guys get up and you go through the little exit.
Tell some of your friends there that it's just not worth the line.
Yeah. I wonder what was up with those people. Why you said they looked freaked out, because that was obviously not scary at all.
Yeah, no, it was more like they didn't look scared. It was like they'd been smoking something or, you know. But what was weird is the kid looked like he was all drugged a bit too. I don't know. That's kind of weird. Probably from that one town where they do that kind of stuff. Our arch rival, you know, the other one.
Yeah, Shelbyville.
Exactly. So I guess I guess if you want, we can go to the roller coaster.
Yeah. Yeah, let's hit the roller coaster, then maybe get some food.
All right.
As you start walking away from the haunted house, you see standing in line, Stacy, is a fellow cheerleader, Mary someone or other.
And we saw her sister the other
week. I'll say, Peter, why don't you go get in line? I'll catch up with you in a second.
I kind of look where she's looking and say, oh, all right.
And then I'll walk over and say, Mary Sue!
Stacy, what are you doing here with Peter?
Well, you know, our parents are friends. They roped me into it, so.
Oh, I see. Have you been...
Not really my choice.
Did I see you guys just come out of the haunted house?
Yeah, we're just checking out the rides.
Oh my
god. Checking it out. I'm gonna see if how Zach likes the how he's gonna like the rides here.
Whatever the heck that guy's name is.
Pretty far. It's lame. It's super lame.
You think it's lame? Oh my goodness. We've been through the haunted house three or four times? I think it's it's terrifying. This is the best ride ever.
I don't know. Did we go in the same haunted house? Because that was that one right there was some of the lamest, probably the lamest ride I've been on in a long time.
She just kind of looks at you and shakes her head.
What was about it?
What was? Oh my goodness! It was terrifying. Are you kidding me? Oh my! I don't think I've ever been so scared in my life.
Which was the scariest part for you?
Well, the witches and them boiling that man alive and the guy with the big knife, and he was cutting that person in half, and oh my, and the skeletons, they just come up out of the ground, and oh, it was horrible. That's why I'm going again.
Oh, yeah, I think we're gonna try the roller coaster and then go back into the haunted house again. I'll see you in a little bit. You want to go get some? Something at the food trucks here?
Sure, yeah, let's do that.
All right, I'll see you in a little bit.
Okay.
And if I look over at the haunted house, do the carts have, like, any special markings for the different cars?
Spot in roll.
That's a 12. That is an extreme success.
So the cars are in different colors, right? Not every car is in a unique color, but there's two or three different colors of car. And then you can see that there's a little number, you know, like just a little, you know, three-digit number on each car, kind of down on one side. But that appears to be it.
Okay. And which color were we in?
You were in a blue one.
Blue one. Okay. I'll head over to the roller coaster line with Peter.
Okay.
Peter.
Hey, Stacy.
You get a few looks from people as you push past people in line to get up to where Peter is.
Well, I can charm them if need be.
I'm with him.
Yes, I get the incredulous looks because it's so unbelievable. So, Peter...
How's Mary?
She's fine. She said that her and her friends, the haunted house, was like the most scary ride she's ever been on, and she described a lot of things that we definitely did not see in there. It's
weird.
Pretty strange. Pretty strange. Yeah. I don't know what she's smoking, because that was lame.
Seems like the... I don't know.
Well, maybe we could go and try it out again after the roller coaster.
Yeah, we could do that. That sounds great. I mean, I had fun. It was just kind of a lame ride.
Yeah. So, I guess we'll wait for the roller coaster.
Okay. You know, so again, it takes a little bit for you to get up to the front of the line. You eventually do. So the train for the roller coaster has, you know, five cars. Each car seats two people. You know, there's kind of a little low slung, simple cars. You get in, you sit down. The you know, there's a little lap bar that pulls down and snugs you down into the seat. You know, the one of the operators comes by and kind of pushes on the bar and makes sure it's locked in place. Okay, have fun. Presses a button and, you know, the car kind of lurches and you head out.
And, I grab the bar. Got a good tight hold of it.
Stacy's not grabbing the bar. She's like, got her arms up. She's like, ready. She's like, yeah!
So you kind of come out and, you know, up the first hill. You know, the chain is pulling you up the hill there. Clank, 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 and you reach the top, and the car, you know, kind of crests the top, and you look down, and there's that pause as the rest of the train finally makes it over, and then boom, you're off and going, and you know, big drop, and you're going really fast, and you turn, and you turn, you go up, and you go down, and turn, make a spot hidden roll, make a hard spot hidden roll.
just a normal success, not a hard one.
And I fail.
Okay. Make a sand roll.
Oh! Fail by one.
And I fail by more than one.
Okay, wow. you may both lose a D3 sand.
Oh, all right.
All right, that's three.
Oh, that's three as well. Dang, I rolled a six.
Oh, life is good.
Because as you're coming down the roller coaster, about, you know, kind of halfway through the ride, you're coming down kind of the second big hill. And you don't see it in enough time to actually do anything about it. But just at the last instant, you see there's this really low overhang over the tracks. Like,
oh, no.
Really low. Like, at head level.
No, no, no.
And you see it just in time, and you scream, ah! And then you just kind of pass through it. It's like it wasn't even there.
Great special effects. Awesome. I was so scared.
And then, a little bit, and then, you know, after some more twists and turns and ups and downs, the train kind of lurches, you know, back into the main entrance there and comes to a stop, and the bar releases, and you know everyone gets up and gets off.
Wow.
Whew. That was great. That was way better than the haunted house.
It was scarier. Wow. What was that thing?
It was a like some sort of projector or something.
Guess so.
Make another spot hidden roll.
Yeah. Oh, 8.
29, which is a hard.
Okay. Peter, you see, you know, the people getting off the train. Yeah, there's probably 5 or 6 people who were on the roller coaster with you. Who, as they're getting off and walking away, they have the same look as the family you saw earlier coming out of the haunted house.
Hmm. Do we have the same look?
No, as you look at Stacy, she does not look.
Hmm.
Huh.
Well, you want to try that haunted house again?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that'd be great. I mean, if you want to.
I don't know. Mary Sue was making a big fuss about it. I don't see what the fuss about it was. It was pretty lame, but I don't know. We could give it another try.
Did she do the roller coaster, do you know?
I don't know. She said she had done the haunted house 3 times.
Wow, she must have gotten here early. That's crazy. Yeah, let's go do the haunted house.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Okay. As you come, you know, back to the haunted house, you know, the line is longer than it was before. You know, as the day wears on, or you know, kind of rolls on. You know, there's more people arriving to the park. You know, people are kind of being concentrated down in the center area anyway. So the line is definitely getting longer. You know, as you're waiting. Yeah, you can both make a spot hidden roll.
Fail.
It's a hard success.
Peter, you see Stacy's friend Mary that she was talking to earlier.
Mm-hmm.
She is kind of standing down by the lake. You know, she's not. It's not like she's just getting off the ride. She's been off for a while, apparently. But she's standing by the lake. She's kind of staring up towards the haunted house, which is how you notice her. And she looks like she's just kind of staring there, standing there, staring at something.
Hey, Stacy, were we supposed to get some food and meet? I forgot, but were we supposed to meet your friend there? And I'll also look back at the haunted house to sort of follow her gaze as I'm talking to Stacy.
Well, yeah, in a little bit, but I don't think it was time yet.
Okay, because she's just down there. Looks like she's sort of, I don't know, just zoning out, I guess.
What? I'll look where he points.
Yeah, you can see her, and she's just standing there. She's not moving. She's just standing there. You know, you can't really make. It's far enough away that you can't really make out. You know,
she's up to.
Yeah.
Well, there's room for 3 in these cars.
I would say yeah. I'm gonna go see what's up with her. I don't know what because wasn't. I'm sorry, Jim. She was with other people before, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know why she would be out down there. She was with other people.
I'll come with you. I mean, it's just the back of the line. We're not losing anything.
Yeah, let's go see what's going on with her.
Okay. You make your way down there, and there she is. She's standing there with her hands at her side. You know, she looks relaxed. She doesn't look tense as far as her posture goes. You do notice, however, you know, her eyes look kind of wide, and she has a big smile on her face.
Mary, how's it going? Did you go to the haunted house again?
Her head kind of turns and looks at you, but she doesn't say anything.
Mary, are you okay?
She kind of turns and looks at Peter.
Hi, Mary.
Yes, happy.
Can I do a psychology roll on her?
Yeah, me too, because that doesn't seem like her.
You may.
I don't know if that... Pass.
That's a fail for me.
You're right. That doesn't seem like her.
What?
Mary, come on, snap out of it. What's going on? You were so excited about the haunted house, and I'll like go up and kind of grab her hand and say like, "What's going on?"
And she just turns and looks at you, and she's you know she's still got that smile, happy.
Like, where's your friends? Where's the rest of your gang?
She turns her head to look at Peter. Happy.
Oh, man. What do you think she's been doing? She has way too much of something.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you think we should bring her to the first aid tent or first aid office?
I don't want to get her in trouble, but...
Well, maybe we could just watch her for a little bit and see it. Mary, we're going to go to the haunted house. You want to come with us?
Her head turns to look back at Stacy again. Happy.
Okay, come on, let's go. And we'll lead her with us to the haunted house.
Okay. You take her by the arm or something, and she moves along with you.
That's kind of weird, Stacy.
Yeah. Does she keep saying happy, or only when she's asked things? That's her only response.
Yes, only when you directly ask her a question, she says that.
She's just kind of like...
You know, otherwise she's just kind of relaxed and compliant and...
Creepily smiling.
Yes.
Did she spell it with an I? okay.
Make an extreme English roll.
Nope. Well, I mean, I could tell. I do speak Valley Girl. I'll say, Peter, I'll stay here with her. You should go get us some water.
Okay, sure.
Maybe she needs some water. Maybe she's dehydrated.
I'll go get a. Slush puppy thing, slushy cone, whatever. It is.
Yeah, that's good.
Your water thing.
An icy. Would you like bubblegum or Arctic blueberry?
Blue, definitely.
Peter comes back in a few minutes with an icy.
Here. Mary, come on, drink this.
If you hold it up to her mouth, she does.
Okay. Huh. Make sure she gets hydrated.
I'm not sure an icy counts as hydrated, but...
Well, to a teenager,
like Gatorade,
in teenage world, I suppose it does. You're right.
So
we're doing all this in line, right? Basically,
yeah. While we're getting to the
haunted house front, the
Halloween ride, the haunted house.
Yep.
Okay.
So yeah, as you get a few more minutes, you make your way back up to the front of the line. You know, another car comes rumbling out.
Is it a blue car?
It is a yellow car.
Okay. All right. Let's go. Come on, Mary. Put Mary in the middle of us.
Sort of help her in, yeah.
Yep. She does. She just kind of sits there looking relaxed and complacent, staring straight ahead, big smile on her face. The two of you sitting on either side. The operator says, "Have fun!" And the car rumbles forward and turns the corner and boom, into the doors. As the doors close behind you, it's dark again, but it's very dark. It seems much darker than it was the last time you were on the ride.
Ooh.
Mm.
And, you know, as the car kind of rumbles forward, you know, you hear that same, you know, kind of witch's cackle ahead of you. But you also hear kind of what sounds like somebody screaming in pain, and then the scream is cut off, and then the scream comes back again. The witch cackles, and a light comes on, kind of a soft glowing light from somewhere behind you, and you can see in front of you, is the witch and the cauldron, and the person in it like you saw before. But you can both make sand rolls.
Ooh, 97.
78 is a fail.
That'll be a D6 for Stacy.
Six, huh?
And that'll just be 6 for Peter.
Okay. Well, that's a lot.
That's 2. Oh, well, Peter goes temporarily insane.
Would you like me to see if I can fail my idea roll?
Yes, please.
Nope. That would be a hard success on idea roll.
Oh, is that a thing, depending on how well you succeed on your idea roll for that?
I don't think so.
That would be interesting.
It would be, so, yeah.
You go more and more insane?
Yeah, well, maybe like the length of the insanity.
That would be interesting.
Hmm.
Peter, we'll come back to you in a second. how much did you lose, Stacy?
I lost 2. So total, I would think, is it within this hour? Yeah, I think within this hour is 5 out of 65. So I should be fine.
Yep, no problem. Okay. So, you know, as you're rumbling past this scene, you know, like say that is the same scene that you saw before, but it does not look cheap and tacky. It looks real. I mean, that's, you know, that is absolutely a real person, you know, in that cauldron being boiled alive, you know, by this horrible, ugly, cackling witch, you know, and he's screaming and thrashing around, and the witch is pushing him under the water, and the car kind of rumbles by. You hear Peter next to you just screaming his lungs out.
Well, what I was going to say was, when I determine that it's real, if it's not too late, is there a way for me to just say, come on, Peter, let's go, and grab Peter and pull him off of the cart, leave Mary on the car, and jump off the cart?
Well, Mary is between the two of you, and Peter is, you know, grabbed on death grip to the rail, screaming his lungs out. And you know, so as you kind of reach over and you try to do that, you know, you're trying to grab at Peter or push him out or something, you know, as you're doing that, the car kind of rumbles past and turns a corner and goes through another door.
Okay. Dang it, Peter, calm down.
And it's dark. it's dark again, and you know the. And then the light comes back up, and you see this scene that is appears to be these 5 men standing around a like some kind of altar, and there's a young girl tied to the altar, and you can see that, you know, she's being tortured in all sorts of horrible, you know, bloody, violent ways. You know, but the car kind of quickly, you know, rumbles past, and you see all these scenes that are this, you know, very similar to the scenes that you saw before, but you know, they all look horribly, terrifyingly, sanity loss inducingly real.
Well, luckily, since I'm temporarily insane, I'm immune from sand loss.
And so finally, you know, the car kind of rumbles outside. You know, the doors open up, the sunlight hits you, and you rumble out. You know, the car kind of rumbles out and comes to a stop, and the operator says, "Hope you had fun. Have a nice day."
Okay. Thanks.
Am I able to get out?
You are able to get out. Okay. Stacy, as you see, you know, Edwin get out of the car. Mary does not. She just kind of sits there. You
know. I'll help her out because I know that I have to help her out. Yep. Come on, Mary.
Yep. You were able to help her. As Peter gets out of the car, you can see that he's kind of staggering a little bit, and he looks a little shaky on his feet. You know, his eyes are kind of wide, and he's got that, you know, little shake, you know, like kind of like the people you saw earlier.
So I'll sit Mary down on a bench, and then I'll bring Peter over and sit him down on the bench. So Peter, what's going on? And I'll
can I try and do
a psychology check on him to see what's wrong with him?
Go ahead. Or,
oh no! That's 100.
No, there's nothing wrong with him. Okay. He's always like this, isn't he?
God, Peter! What the heck? And let's go. I say we try and find a side entrance.
It takes a couple minutes, but you know, Peter, you come, you know, you kind of shake yourself out of it, and. You know, the episode passes, and you know, you just have this memory of this terrible, you know, amazing haunted house. You know, you would have never thought a haunted house could be that great. That was just the awesomest thing ever.
Wow. So I don't have this real memory of that being real, just that it was scary.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, clearly it can't have been real. I mean.
Right. Well, yeah.
It was just really well done.
Yeah.
It's not like an amusement park is actually going to boil people alive and torture little girls.
But that's the argument I'm having in my head right now.
Have real skeletons and things like that. I mean, it was just, amazing special effects.
Yeah. That was awesome, huh, Peter? We should try and sneak in the back and see what kind of special effects they use or how they do that stuff.
Ooh, wow. Really?
Yeah, come on.
What about Mary?
Yeah, she'll be fine right here.
Okay, sure.
All right, Mary. Mary.
She looks up at you, happy.
I'll take her hand and I'll shove the rest of the Slurpee or the Icy in it and say, Mary, make sure you keep drinking, okay? I'm waiting for a happy, Jim.
Happy.
Okay. okay, all right, perfect. Let's go. She'll be fine. We'll check on her when we're done.
Okay.
And I say we go try and scope out if there's a side entrance or a back entrance to the inner workings of the haunted house.
Okay, just a second. Oh, oops.
So the normal entrance thing is the same, right? You go in and there's like just like 15 feet of track, and the right half of it is where you get into the car, and the left half is where you come out of the car. And so those two, the entrance and exit, are sort of in the same place.
On the same face.
On the same face, yeah, okay. Yep, that makes sense.
You can... sides of the house are kind of encased by bushes. You can kind of push your way through there a little bit. You figure if you try to, people are gonna see you. There's no way around that. You know, whether it's the patrons who are gonna see you, or if the ride operators are gonna see you as well, is might be worth making a roll for if you wanted to.
Yeah.
If you wanted to really try to, but
I'm pretty sneaky.
That'll be a sneak.
But that was a horrible sneak at an 82, even though my skill is a 60. So fail.
I have to ask, does the cheerleader have a high sneak because she's used to sneaking under the grandstands with her boyfriend, or what?
That and sneaking around, sneaking out of the house to go to parties, general teenager sneakiness.
Fair enough.
I mean, I assume that's when most people learn their basic stealth skills, is teenage times.
Gotcha. Peter, are you going with her?
Come on, I Peter. Will be equally as unstealthy. But for me, it's expected.
Would you care to roll your sneak?
I did.
Oh, okay. So you both kind of, push your way through the bushes. Now, you're making kind of a racket and a scene of yourself. Make spot hidden rolls.
It's a success of the hard variety.
Stacy, just as you push your way through the bushes to get, to the side of the building, you kind of, as you're, making this racket, you kind of turn and see, you turn and you actually catch the eye of the ride operator. He's looking directly at you. He sees you, and he sees what you're doing. And then he just turns away and goes back about his business.
He's like, Peter, that guy just saw us, but he doesn't care, it looks like. It's just because I'm so cute. This happens all the time.
Probably right.
All right, then.
So you don't think they're going to come and yell at us?
No, why not?
Okay.
So as you push your way past the through the bushes, so this side of the haunted house building, which like say is the front of it is decorated, to look like this big old Victorian mansion. As you get around to the side, at least lower down, is just this plain gray wall. As it goes up, where it's tall enough that you could kind of see the side over the bushes, again, it's kind of decorated like this, like a Victorian mansion, but. As far as this wall is on the ground level, you know, it's just a plain gray wall. No doors, no windows, no nothing.
Well,
we need to walk around. Maybe that's why he's here.
We could always go back and I could try and sweet talk him.
Into what?
Into maybe giving us a behind the scenes tour.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah. I bet I could sweet talk him. He seems like a pretty dirty old man.
Sure. Yeah, that'd be really neat.
Well. And she'll pull her makeup out of her bag and do up her makeup real quick.
Did you guys want to continue around the other sides of the building, or are you just going to go right back out?
I assume so, but...
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were saying it was just a wall.
Yeah,
so,
just this one side is.
Gotcha. Well, it's okay. Now she's got her makeup on, so she's ready for anything. So, yeah, we could check around the other sides. Right or left, Peter?
Oh,
You seem like you'd be better with directions.
Well, there's only one option.
Yeah, because we came in at the beginning, and we're going to go around the other three, the rest of the three
right.
sides.
Right.
I assume. So yeah. So right. I think it's this way.
All right, then.
The back is this way. The back is the way that's not going where back out to the front where we came from.
Yeah.
Duly noted.
So you're able to walk around to the back of the building, and you can see that the back of the building is likewise just a featureless gray wall.
Well, I guess we should look on the other side, because it does seem like there'd have to be a fire exit or something.
Yeah, totally unsafe.
And as you make your way around to the fourth and final side of the building, it also is just a featureless gray wall.
Weird.
Hmm.
Idea rolls? Int rolls?
Pass.
That is a pass.
Yeah, as you kind of already pointed out, you know, the fact that there is no fire exit is strange. You know, you definitely would have expected to see a maintenance entrance, a stage entrance, some way for the performers to get in, and I mean, there has to be back doors here, but there aren't, and that strikes you as very odd.
Yeah, and there's nothing up. How tall is this building?
Three stories.
Oh wow! The ride, did the ride go up and down, or was it just on the lowest story?
It did not go up and down. The ride was flat.
Oh, interesting.
That's a lot of wasted building up there.
Yeah, it's a lot of headroom for a ride that's just one floor.
Yeah. Huh. I wonder what. And there's no anything up there, windows or.
As you look up, you know there certainly are windows, but they don't look like they are windows that open onto anything. You know, as you're kind of looking at it and looking around and trying to understand, it looks really just like a facade.
Hmm.
You know, the top stories are just, a facade decorated to look like this big old Victorian mansion.
Of course. Okay. So the roof might be really much lower.
Well, this is quite strange.
Yeah.
This just doesn't make sense. We should, well, guess it's time for me to sweet talk this ride operator.
Sure. Do you think we have to wait in line?
No, I think we could just go right up to him. Well, I could go right up to him.
Okay, see how Mary's doing.
All right, so we'll head her back around front.
Okay.
And I will head on up to the ride operator. And I guess this would be a proper time for a charm roll. I will try and sweet talk him. Oh, man, this ride is so good. My friend and I... We were so impressed. I was thinking you could be such a doll and take us on a vaccine tour.
Oh yes, miss. I'm glad you're having a wonderful day with us. I'm sorry, but we don't give backstage tours. I don't give backstage tours. I have to work the ride here, but backstage tours are available if you'd like to just go to the office. They have. They can set that up for you. We're planning on doing those from time to time.
Oh, really? Okay. Why, thank you. So I guess I'll walk away.
Okay.
If I didn't need to charm him to stop. Well, I was going to try and get him to do it. Can I attempt a charm to get him to do it?
You're more than welcome to.
Oh, that's a 13, which is exactly an extreme success.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, miss. I'd really love to, but we're really not allowed to. Those are all managed by the office and the executives and...
But I'd say, I think you know so much more about the ride, being that you're here every day operating it.
Well, I just get the people on and off. I don't really know how all the fancy effects work inside.
Oh, okay. And I'll, unless I can persuade him more, I will walk away.
Well, it does strike you. I mean, you know that, you know, you got your makeup on right, and you're doing all the poses and, you know, pushing the stuff out, and, you know, and you know you're really selling it. And, you know, this has worked for you for, you know, getting, you know, free ice cream and, you know, free makeup samples and you know, even to the point of getting teachers to, you know, improve your grades, you know, in school. But he's just not going for it.
I know. The industrious approach just isn't working. Well, okay. Thanks, then. Maybe later. I'm gonna head off.
Come back anytime.
I'll go try and get Peter. See where he's at.
I'm right next to Mary on the bench.
All right.
Assuming she was still there.
You find Mary still there, yes.
Yeah.
And is Peter okay? Or is he... You're fine now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he is fine now.
All right. Well, he wouldn't give us a tour, but he said that they could give us a tour, a backstage tour, if we arrange it at the office.
Oh, well, that might be fun.
Yeah. You want to go see about getting that set up?
Yeah, is that all the way back at the front of the... At the entrance, yeah. Or is that...
We could...
I look at the map to see where the office is.
Yes, the office there. There is a building marked offices that is just inside the front entrance.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, I'm hearing you. I'm Max, but I'm not hearing.
Oh, do you not hearing me?
You just broke up. Yeah, okay. Or something happened.
Sorry. Yes, there is a building. Yes, on the map there is a building marked, you know, offices, just inside the front entrance.
Right. Okay. Do you wanna bring Mary, and maybe we can see if we can find any of take half an hour
or first aid? Yeah,
something.
Yeah, there's a couple, you know, there's a couple you know, they're not marked, you know, they're not necessarily marked as, you know, first aid, like they're expecting a lot of casualties. You know, but there are, you know, some you know, spots along the path where, you know, you would expect to find support.
Okay. Well, so, yeah. We'll drop Mary off at a first aid point.
Okay. She had too much sun.
Yeah, I'm not sure. She's just, I think she's had too much sun and too much fun.
Come inside, dear. Come inside. And there's like a, you know, she's not dressed as a nurse, but she's, you know, just kind of a middle-aged lady. And she brings Mary inside, and you two run along. Have a nice day.
Okay. Will you call her parents if she's not okay by the end of the day?
We'll take care of her. No worries.
Okay. We'll take care of her. Okay. All right.
Less rent for you.
All right, so...
Yeah, I guess continue on to the office, maybe stopping for some food along the way.
Yeah, head on to the... stop for some food and head on to the office. I'll have a salad and then complain about it, and then and then on to the office.
Okay, so Stacy is having a salad. What are you having, Peter?
I feel like there must be one of those big drumsticks available.
A big turkey drumstick?
Yeah.
Yeah, Stacy's a little grossed out by your big turkey drumstick, but
I've got to get my energy back up after that harrowing ride.
Yeah, I would finish my salad and have a hard time looking at him while he's eating and while I'm
just
eating.
Out of jealousy, though.
Yeah, secretly out of jealousy.
The one time in your life you're jealous.
Why don't you both make con rolls?
All right.
Oh, for the food? Yeah. Awesome.
Uh-uh.
Oh, noes. Well, there goes my D10.
Did you both fail?
You have 8. You'll roll way lower.
86 is going to be a fail.
Missed by 2, also.
Why don't you both lose a D2 hit points?
Wow.
You know, even the salad just has a kind of a greasiness to it that's doesn't sit well in your stomach.
All right, that was 1 hit point.
1 hit point as well.
Wow, we're so in sync.
I know, right?
It's like you were maybe it was like you
always
were
meant to be
together. Yes.
Cut from the same cloth. Alright, so, man, that food was horrible. I thought a salad would save me, but it didn't.
Yeah, that was pretty gross. What a weird place. Let's go see about getting that tour.
Alright, so I guess we'll head to the office.
Okay. You make your way back to the... near the front, like say, not kind of all the way around to where the front is, but just kind of around the corner from there. There is a kind of a nondescript building stuck in between two of the kiddie rides, with a door marked offices.
Go. All right. Just open the door. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hold it.
Yeah. Exactly. Manners.
Okay. You open the door. Right inside the door, there is. What looks like a kind of a receptionist area. There's a few chairs. There's a lady sitting at a desk. There's a couple doors behind her. She looks up, says, "Yes, may I help you?"
Yes, I was looking to get a tour. I'll try and lay the charm on this lady as well.
Oh, of course. We're scheduling tours for the next few days. We'd be more than happy to sign you up for one.
Oh, I was really looking to get one for me and my friend today. I'm looking to arrange one for the next couple days for me and my boyfriend. Can I try and charm her?
Well, let me check. We don't do tours while the park is open. We only do them before the park opens and after we close.
I want to see how it works.
Let me make a party luck roll.
My luck is 55.
That's you, then.
55, exactly! Awesome.
It looks like there are 2 spots open on the tour this evening, if you'll be staying the whole day.
Oh, nice. Peter, we're staying.
Sure, yeah, that'd be great.
What are your names?
Stacy Marshall.
Peter Zombrowski.
Can you spell that, please?
Zombrowski.
Okay, so we'll be doing that tour just shortly after the park closes. Just stay and have fun. When you hear,
what time is that?
That'll be at 10 p.m.
Okay.
So when you hear, as the park is closing down and people are calling for and everyone is all the operators are calling for the last rides and asking people to please start leaving. Just come right back here to the office and come in, and we'll get you all set up and take you and show you how all the magic works.
Hey, is there a payphone somewhere out there?
Yes, there's a payphone right in front of this building.
Oh, thank you.
You passed it as you came in.
Oh, I didn't notice. I was busy gagging on the turkey.
Oh, aren't those drumsticks just to die for? Oh, I love them.
I thought it would kill me, yeah.
Well, the drumsticks may be to die for, but the salads were certainly subpar.
So I'll go call my mom and let her know that I'm going to be late.
Okay. Okay, I'll dear. Call. You have fun.
I will not call. I will not call in and check in.
Of course not.
Stacy will do whatever Stacy damn well pleases.
As will Peter.
So, checking in. God, such a nerd.
So yeah, mom says I can stay, so that's great.
Good. Well, yeah, I would hate to have you have to go home and then sneak right back out to pick me up.
Laughing nervously.
Stacy not looking like a joking manner.
Right. So what do you want to do next?
I don't know. We could ride that big roller coaster again, and or we could check out some of the carnival stuff at the front.
Yeah, let's do that. Well, let's check out some of the other stuff.
Yeah, we're already right here at the front, so perfect.
We can skip the kitty teacups, but, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe they have bumper cars.
Yeah, maybe. So what do they have at the front, Jim?
You know, so the first few rides, like, say, are, you know, just the little kitty rides, the little flat things, you know, or they just have a little up and down to them, you know, where you get on a car or a motorcycle or a horse or something like that, and the bells ring and goes around in circles.
Right.
And, you know, a bunch of little kids. You know, as you head kind of further in from that, you get the, you know, you get your teacups, you get your bumper cars, you get your, you know, your octopus thing where it's got the cars on the big arms and kind of goes around in a circle and up and down.
Okay.
We should do the one where the floor drops out, that round one.
Yeah, if they have one.
Yep, there's one. There is one of those. You know, where you kind of recognize it from the outside. It's a big circular building, you know, that you would know is, you know, where you go and you stand alongside the wall and you spin around in a circle and the floor drops away and ooh, it's exciting.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
You spin around for a few minutes.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. And then the bumper cars. I like bumper cars.
All right, I'll do bumper cars.
Okay. So you get in line for the spinning house floor dropout ride.
The Gravitron.
Thank you. couldn't remember any of the names for that dumb thing.
That's the one at least that was near me. It was the Gravitron. And then like they would always get pissed when you would turn upside down in the middle of the ride. And they'd be like, "No, insurance is gonna raise."
So, you know, so again, there's, you know, the line for this is, you know, is kind of moderate. It takes, you know, maybe 10-15 minutes. As you're standing in line, you come up, and they, you know, bring a group of, you know, 10 people inside each time. So you come in, and, you know, everyone just kind of arranges themselves around the wall. And they, you know, it starts to spin, and they, you know, starts to spin faster, and you can feel yourself being pressed into the wall. And the, you know, the floor kind of starts to move, and it drops away a few inches. And
Woo! You
can, you know, you can hear a couple people, you know, a couple people screaming. You can actually hear a couple people that are just, that sound like they're just screaming in just abject terror. Yeah. But as you look at it, the floor is, you know, can't have moved like more than 6 inches.
And can we make psychology checks on the people?
You can. You kind of look around to see the, you know, there's the people who are, yes.
60. Dang it. Miss.
Yep, miss.
Damn.
Hard.
They look terrified. They sound terrified.
Do they look terrified like the druggies from the haunted house look terrified?
It's kind of hard to tell. They're just, you know, because it is, the light is kind of dim. Terrified. You know, you can just kind of make them out, but they are, you know, their eyes are wide. They're just, they're not everyone, like say, but just a couple of people are just screaming and, you know, the most horrifying, blood-curdling screams of terror you've ever heard.
Huh.
And the ride goes for about a minute and a half, and then this, you know, the floor kind of rises back up, and the, you know, it slows down and comes to a stop. The lights come up, and the door opens, And you can see, you know, you can see some people are, you know, look kind of dizzy, and they're, you know, they're walking, you know, they're kind of staggering out a little, you know, they're kind of staggering out.
Are any of the really scared people, can we still tell who they are?
You can, yes.
Hey, Stacy, you should go talk to one of them.
All right.
See what they that's weird.
And they're starting to kind of slowly move in towards the exit and head out.
I'll go up behind them and kind of like slap them all on the back and be like, "Oh, that was awesome, right? That was fun."
The person that you do that to, you know, is probably a young woman in her 20s, let's say. And she kind of stumbles forward a step as you kind of hit her in the back, and she kind of stops and turns and looks at you, and she's just kind of got this blank, vacant expression on her face, and this kind of smile, and she just looks at you, happy. And then she turns and heads and keeps walking towards the exit.
Same with the other people?
Yes.
Okay, I'll just kind of let them go and look back at Peter. This is getting creepy.
That's weird. I wonder...
I don't know about this.
Yeah, it's a little crazy.
These other people are now like
Happy the Clown.
Well, they're now like how Mary was.
Mary, yeah. Yeah, that's bizarre. I mean, she was just really frightened, and now she seems all, well, stoned.
Yeah, this is strange.
We should do that again.
Yeah, let's do it again.
That was pretty cool.
Can I charm the ride operator to let me just cut back in, just go back in,
Jim? Sorry. Yeah, so the ride operator is, you know, letting another group of 10 on. Throw your charm.
All right. 93 is not going to cut it.
Nope, sorry. 10 to a ride. Even for pretty young ladies.
Oh, my God.
All right, so we'll get back in line.
So you get back in line. You know, you're waiting. You're waiting. Takes another 10 or 15 minutes. You know, you're let in with another, you know, group of 10 of you. Operator closes the door. Have fun!
Oh, this is going to be good this time.
The lights dim. The ride starts to spin. The lights go out completely.
Ah! Wow! It's different.
Whoa.
Again.
The ride spins faster and faster, and the floor starts to drop away, and the floor drops away and drops away. And you can both make sand. Ah. You can both make sand rolls.
Ah! Ah, three. Oh, yeah. Awesome.
That's another fail.
A D3 for Stacy, and a D6 for Peter.
Damn. A D3 for an ought three.
That's one.
That's one as well.
The floor drops away, and it seems to just drop away forever. And you look down, and there's just this expanse of blackness below you. And in the center, and it looks like it's just impossibly far away, you can see what looks like this, you know, kind of spinning, glowing blue whirlpool. That just, you feel, you know, you're feeling it, you feel nauseous, you feel terrified, you scream. You know, it feels like it just wants to suck you down, and you know, it's like you're just staring down into this infinite, you know, black and, you know, this glowing blue whirlpool. You know, you can hear a couple of the other people on the ride are just screaming in abject terror, and you know, this
try really hard to look up.
And you just can't pull your eyes away from it, and this goes on for what seems like a really long time. And, you know, finally it starts to slow, and, you know, the floor kind of, you know, rises back up from this impossible distance out of the whirlpool, and you can see it coming towards you, and you're slowing down, and You know, finally the floor is underneath your feet again, and the ride spins to a stop.
Wow!
And that's crazy.
The light comes on, and the door opens, and you know, you can see people start to stagger out. Make con rolls.
I do not understand.
72 is a fail.
You both feel really dizzy.
I'm well outside of the probability distribution for this for today.
Say, I don't know. This is so weird.
Yeah.
These rides keep changing. We should try the roller coaster again.
Oh, that was scary the first time. That's, you remember that? Well, that was pretty wild. But sure, I mean, if there's nothing between here and there you want to do.
Well, I mean, we could do some of the other rides right here. You wanted to do the bumper cars. We could try the bumper cars. That seems like it could be okay.
Yeah, let's do that. That'll be fun.
All
right. Okay, so you go to the bumper cars, which are right next door to the Gravitron.
As they should be.
you get in line. You can see, people driving the bumper cars. There's 12 of them at any one time, and people are bumping into each other and laughing and just having a good old time. And you can hear that. You can hear the kind of electric crackle of the bumper cars as they roll on, and people bumping into each other, and the ride goes on for about 2 minutes, and it stops, and they get out. The next group gets on, and again, it takes another 10 or 15 minutes for you to get up to the front of the line, and finally, you're able to get in.
All right, Peter, don't be angry if I make you cry.
Okay,
but I'll try not to. Let's just team up on everyone else.
Excellent. Yeah.
But then when there's only one, you and me left, I can't promise anything.
I don't understand.
So you each get it. You each get into your car, and the operator comes around and makes sure you're belted in, then walks out. And have fun. Turns it on, and you can smell the ozone and hear the electricity cracking, and the cars start to move.
Whee! Yeah.
Drive auto rolls?
Yeah. Drive auto rolls.
All right.
Okay, not a fumble.
61, I fail by 11. Damn.
Yeah, the cars are kind of hard to control, as bumper cars are. You kind of spin the steering wheel and you one way and you go the other way and you move forward a little bit and you spin it the other way and you just go forward a little bit. And, you're just kind of bumping around and not really doing much. You're being bumped by other people and your car, you're bumping other people. And, it's fun in the way bumper cars are. and, the ride goes on for a couple minutes, then kind of comes to a stop. And the emperor says, okay, everyone get out.
That was
all right. Yeah, that was okay. Yeah, my bumper car. I'll complain to the guy and be like, my bumper car wasn't working right. I want another ride for me and my friend.
Oh, well, certainly. Sorry. We can... Which car were you in?
Number 7.
Okay, we'll check that one out. Go ahead and get back in line, and we'll be sure and check that car out.
What? I just had a bum ride right now. Why don't you just let me hop in, and then, they'll let two less people in this time.
Is that a...
I'll try and charm him, yeah.
Okay.
With an 11, which is going to be an extreme success.
Okay, that's fine. You can go again.
All right, cool. Come on, Peter.
No, just you.
All right, later, Peter. I'll see you in a second.
Have fun.
Okay, so they only bring 9 people on. The 10th person, who would have been the 10th person, kind of grumbles a little bit and gives you a dirty look.
Loser.
They kind of push the car that you were in off to the side and you know, take one of the ones that was sitting off to the side, you know, out. And yeah, they make sure you're buckled in, and they walk us over back off to the control booth, and have fun. You
know, thanks.
Click comes on. You can hear the electricity and smell the ozone. And make your drive auto.
That one, I got an 18. Which is a hard success, not an extreme.
Okay. You know, it's still a bumper car. It's still really hard to control. You know, you spin the wheel and, you know, there's almost no connection between your spinning the wheel the way you actually turn. You know, it's kind of really hard to figure out. If I shift
my weight in the correct position. There we go.
You know, but as you go through this time, you're definitely able to do more bumping than you are being bumped.
All right.
You know, the ride goes on for a couple minutes and comes to a stop.
All right. I'll hop out. Go meet up with Peter. All right, that was fun.
That looks like you did some good bumping there.
Yeah, that last car was broken for sure.
Okay. Well, where do you want to go?
Well, yeah. Where? I don't know. Where do you want to go?
Well, I guess we should look and see what else there is between here and that roller coaster.
Yeah. Because there's the octopus ride, I think, right?
Yep. And
well, you wanna?
And there's teacups. And there's the Tunnel of Love, and...
No teacups, no Tunnel of Love.
Damn.
But we could do the octopus ride.
Okay, let's do that. Maybe that won't be so bad.
Yeah, so we'll hop on the octopus ride.
Okay.
Or get in line for the octopus ride.
Yep, so you get in line for that one. You know, so this is one of those that, you know, it's got... You know, the kind of the bit in the center, and then extending out from the center of these five, you know, kind of big metal arms, and hanging at the end of each arm is this car that seats two people, and there's a lap bar that comes down, right? And then it kind of spins around, and then the arms kind of raise up and down as you're spinning around, and then the cars themselves kind of spin and pivot on the end of the arms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and again, it. Go ahead, Peter.
Oh, right. No, just agreeing.
Okay. So it takes another, you know, 10-15 minutes for you to get to the front of the line, and, you know, finally you're let on the ride, and you both get in, presumably you both get in the same car. The operator comes around and, you know, checks and pushes the lap bar down, make sure it's locked, and it goes back. Okay, have fun! Presses the button, and the ride, you know, starts to spin around and go up and down, and, you know, it's fun in the way octopus rides are. Why don't you both make con rolls?
Hey, that's a pass.
That is gonna be a fail again for Stacy.
Yeah,
I'm not good with the rides.
Yeah, the ride is definitely making you feel nauseous. Make listen rolls.
Oh, I make that. A 23 is a hard success for Stacy.
Okay. You know, given the nature of the ride, it's, you know, you can't really turn your head and see where it's coming from because you're spinning around too fast. But, you know, you can hear, you're pretty certain that, you know, you just hear these horrible, there's at least two or three other people on the ride with you, you know, in one of the other cars that you can't really make out. You know, but you can hear them just screaming their heads off.
Hmm.
Weird.
And the ride goes on for about a minute and a half, and comes to a stop. And, you know, Stacy, you're feeling a little dizzy, a little nauseous, as the lap bar releases, and you...
You all right there? Do you want to take a break for a while? We can go sit at picnic area.
Yeah, I think we should go sit down for a little bit. I don't know I could do another ride like that for a little bit.
Yeah.
But as we're leaving, are those other people, those other people that are getting let off?
Yep.
I'll say, are you guys okay? Sounded like you were having a real good time over there.
You know, as you're looking at the people coming off, you can see that there's a couple of people that are kind of staggering. You know, they look kind of dizzy and out of it. And you know, you kind of, you know, make your way, and you're talking to the people as you're headed towards the exit. And you know, there are two people that you come up to, you know, who both have that same kind of blank smile, and they they come up and they turn and they look at you. Happy.
Oh, jeez.
They kind of shuffle off and out the exit.
Well, Do you think this is one of those rides, too?
Maybe. It seems like all the rides are, almost, except for the bumper cars, because nothing could ever be wrong with bumper cars.
Except for that broken car.
Except that they don't drive for crap, so that's why they could never do anything wrong, because they're always wrong.
Maybe we should do this again.
You can. I don't know if I could handle that one again. I mean, mechanically, I think, I think I could do it again. Right, Jim? Or else I would just, like, be really queasy.
Well, you would just be really queasy. You certainly could. I mean, you're a little dizzy and a little queasy, but, you know, you're kind of supposed to feel that way when you come off one of these, right? That's kind of the whole point.
Well, yeah, all right. Let's do it again, Peter.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. And then maybe we'll go for a picnic.
Yeah.
That's it.
But it's not a date.
No.
Okay. You guys get back in line. You know, the ride continues to run. It takes you another 10 minutes or so to get back up to the front of the line. You come back in, you get in your car, the lap bar comes down and locked in place. The ride starts up, starts to spin. You know, the car is lifted into the air.
All right.
You're spinning around, and suddenly you look down, and the car itself has disappeared.
Whoa!
And the metal arm has disappeared, and instead of a big, you know, black, solid-looking metal arm with a, you know, car at the end of it, instead you see this huge black tentacle coming out of the ground, and the tentacle, you know, ends in these kind of forks off in this little forked, and there's these two smaller tentacles that are wrapped around your waist. You know, there's these huge, horrible suckers that are grabbing onto you, and, you know, these tentacles are just kind of flailing you around madly, and you can both make sand rolls.
Oh, God.
Hey, I made one.
Ooh. Nice. An ought two.
Ooh.
You can both make a D3 sand.
One.
Two.
So these tentacles just kind of flail you around as you're, you know, kind of screaming, looking at this, wondering what's going on, and, you know, it seems to just last for this horribly long time. But then they finally kind of slow down, and you kind of blink, and, you know, you realize that, you know, you must have just been imagining things, you know, because you're back in your little yellow car with the lap belt and the, you know, big black metal arm, and, you know, kind of slowly comes to a stop, and the lap bar releases.
Peter.
Must be Peter.
You saw that too, right?
Yeah, that was insane.
I say we go back to that roller coaster.
If you're feeling like it.
Well, we only rode it once, and it seems like everything here, when you ride it a second time, something else happens.
Yeah, I don't know if I can handle something else, but okay.
Well, come on, let's try it. We gotta figure out what's going on. This is weird.
I'm wondering, you think they could be hypnotizing us somehow? Or I can't believe they'd drug us, but maybe they could hypnotize us.
Yeah, that seems possible. Yeah, I don't know. We gotta find out how they're doing it.
All right. Well, I'll look for some kind of somebody flashing a watch at us or something. I don't know. It's really weird.
I don't know. Look for anything unnatural in the, like. Well, I don't know. It's a theme park. Everything's unnatural.
so it's been a few hours. Now, what percentage of the crowd is this stupid happy faces on?
So you're walking back towards the center, right? You're headed...
Yeah, as we're walking back towards the center, and just sort of look around and see if it's, you know, every 10th or every 20th or every other...
Spot hidden?
No.
66 is going to be a fail by one. Damn it.
You actually don't see anyone.
Oh, wait, so, wait. I can use a point of luck to make it a 65, right?
You certainly may, yes.
All right, nice. I will do that. So, yeah, so that's a success.
You actually don't see anyone who has that look.
Huh, okay. That's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, it was weird because it seemed like there were people at all the rides, but now they're... Maybe everyone...
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
Maybe they went home.
Oh, and you said there's a lake at the middle, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe we should go down by the lake shore and see it. For a picnic? That's where we found Mary. Yeah, why don't we go by the lake shore for a picnic?
Okay. One without any food, maybe.
Well, we could grab some more food or a drink or something. Or maybe a funnel cake.
Ooh, funnel cake would be great.
I mean, you can't really mess up fried dough.
That's true. Except sometimes they use rancid grease when they cook it, but it's the first day. It should all be fresh.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, you guys can make your way down to the center of the park. Make your way down to the lake. And you can see there are three people, you know, who are just kind of standing around the lake in the same way that you saw Mary standing there.
Are they all looking at the haunted house like she was?
No, they seem to just all be looking in different random directions.
Can you look out into the lake and see if, I don't know, anything looks unnatural about it, or anything weird out there, or anything on the other side of the lake that's not, you know?
Well, the whole lake looks unnatural because it is a man-made lake.
Right. But, like, you know, if there's anything else, any structures or anything else out there that's not, like, it's in the theme park but not necessarily part of the theme park?
No. You know, you look one way and you see the roller coaster. You look another way, you see the haunted house. You look another way, you see the path, you know, that leads, you know, the path that brought you here. You see, you know, picnic benches. You see people sitting around eating.
Well, I guess we can sit down over by this tree and have our funnel cakes.
Yeah.
You sit.
So, are we what time of day are we at by now?
Mid-afternoon, probably 3 o'clock, let's say.
All right. Yeah, let's sit down over here, eat our funnel cakes, and then hit that roller coaster.
It's a nice, sunny, warm day. Funnel cake is eaten. You can both make con rolls.
Okay, that's a pass.
96.
Okay.
Maybe you should have waited.
Stacy, you can lose D2 hit points as the
one.
As the you know, the funnel cake just it you know, it tastes fine. It's sweet, it's fried dough, it's got the, you know, cinnamon and sugar on it, or, you know, whatever you got, but it's just really greasy, it kinda hits your stomach and you're just like, ugh, why did I let Peter talk me into that?
Peter, you're a bad influence on me.
Oh, maybe we should just, you know, sit around for a little bit until that you feel better. Yeah, it was probably the Gravitron thing. Seemed like you were a little green after that.
Yeah, maybe we'll just kind of try and sit here and notice if any other people come up that have the wide-eyed look and see if there's a ride or where they're coming from.
Spot hidden rolls.
Oh, 8.
Nice, that's you win. I still get a hard success, okay. But you get an extreme, so awesome.
You both see that there are two people now standing around the lake who have that look, but they're two different people. The three people that you saw originally are not there anymore.
Okay.
What? I want to keep my eye on these people and see what happened, because the other people kind of basically just disappeared out of nowhere, right?
You did not see what happened to them.
Okay. It didn't seem like Mary was going to go anywhere on her own, so yeah, keep an eye on those two while we're sitting here.
Yeah, exactly. We'll just watch them.
Okay. as you watch them. A couple minutes pass. And you can see that a couple park employees, you know, they got the shirt on. Happy Valley. You know, come up to each of them and kind of take them by the arm and lead them away.
What? Wow.
Should we follow them?
Why don't we...
we could check in pretend, on Mary.
We could pretend to be like them. Maybe they'll lead us to wherever they're going.
Oh, fun, huh? Sure.
Yeah, we could try and do that.
Are you feeling better?
I could go right now. I'm okay.
Okay, so the two of you are just gonna get up and go stand by the lake, looking blank and vacant.
Yep,
that's your plan.
Vapid,
apparently.
Okay. So you know, you can see the the two people that you were watching, you know, are led, you know, back onto the path and kind of disappear up around a corner, and you stand there. Hi everyone, Jim here. So this scenario actually ran over two sessions. However, the second session did not last very long. In addition, Randall took over Edwin's character, as Edwin was not able to make it this day. So, here we go. This is the somewhat anticlimactic conclusion of the happiness of Happy Valley. Do you want to recap for Randall, Max?
Yeah. So, we went to this new theme park that opened up just outside of town called Happy Valley, and walked around kind of trying to avoid the other popular kids that were around so they didn't see that you and I were hanging out together, but that didn't work out too well. And we went straight from the front of the park to the center of the park. It's kind of like a spiral, I guess, towards the middle of the park where there's a lake, a man-made lake, and there's a like an island with right Jim, it's a, the rides are on an island with like a castle.
Yep.
Yeah, with a castle which is, or like a haunted house, and then and then there's also another ride there. I forget. What was the other ride, Jim?
The roller coaster.
Yeah, the roller coaster. When we would ride the rides, initially they seemed just fine. But then it seemed like all the people around the park were like in love with the rides, which we didn't seem to think were too good at first, but then when we rode them again, definitely it felt like something else was happening or something more was happening in the rides. It seemed more real, like the haunted house. There was people being, you know, killed and dismembered, and it looked like it was actually happening the second time we ran through. And people would just kind of it seems like people were kind of going catatonic after a while, where we would see them just with like a blank look on their face and ask them questions, and all they say, happy, happy. That's all they can say. And then people wander down towards the shore of the lake, and one of my girlfriends was down there, so we went down to go try and talk to her and lead her back, and she was just basically catatonic like we had seen before. But I believe at the end of the last episode, we had also noticed that we were down at the shore looking at some of the people there, and we turned away and then turned back, and there was like different people there, and the people we were looking at before were gone. So seems like there's people disappearing, and everyone's being entranced by something on these rides. But really strange. Definitely strange.
So, what is the last thing that you are doing? I stopped listening right after you find your girlfriend. No. Outside of the roller coaster.
I think the last thing that I remember doing was we were down by the shore checking out the people, and then I think we were going to go up and try the roller coaster again because we had only ridden it once.
No, the roller coaster, the haunted house.
Yeah, the haunted house we had hit more than once already.
Oh, okay.
And we were trying to find a side door or some way in there, but we couldn't. There was no opening. There's no exterior doors other than the front door, and it looked like there was a second story, second or third story, and like a lot of space above in the castle, but there's no way for us to get into the castle or the haunted house.
Yeah, you had come down by the lake and had, you know, the brilliant plan to stand around and look catatonic yourselves.
Right.
And slap each other a little bit, apparently.
to see if they could maybe, like, they would pick us up and take us to wherever they're taking the other people.
Right.
And then, a little bit of subterfuge.
Yes, and that didn't seem to be going well, so I think Edwin had suggested another ride on the roller coaster, because why not?
Yeah. Because when we went through the roller coaster the first time, it seemed like we were going to hit, I don't know, there was some sort of like little drop down on one of the parts of the roller coaster, or it seemed like we were going to hit it, but we went through it and instead of hitting it. And
right.
It was interesting. Weird little trick of the mind.
Yeah, some sort of illusion or... Okay.
So yeah, Peter, you want to hit up the roller coaster one more time? All right. I didn't think you. I thought you were too much of a wuss, but let's make it. Come on.
All right. Let's give it a try.
Okay. It is, you know, by this time it's, you know, mid going on late afternoon. The park seems to be getting busier as, you know, the day rolls on. So you get in line for the roller coaster. The line has gotten longer, of course, from the last time that you were here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can look up and you can see the roller coaster, you know, zoom, 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 making the roller coaster noise and the wood of the, and the wood creaking and the iron wheels rolling along the tracks and people screaming, and they generally seem to be having a good time. The line is a little longer, so it takes you a good half hour to get up to the front of the line. The train comes to a stop, but the people get out and the attendants, you know, usher you all in. So you get the car to yourself and the lap bar comes down. Have fun. And they shoot you off, and you go out through the tunnel, and you come out of the tunnel, and everything is black. It's just blackness. You can feel yourself riding on. You can feel yourself riding in the car. You can feel yourself, you know, the car being pulled up that first big hill. You can hear the wood and the wheels on the tracks, but you can't see anything. It's just blackness. As you crest the top of the hill, you can just kind of, you know, barely make out a few distant pinpricks of light off in the distance. And as you turn and you look down, and you can see as you're kind of hanging just before the car releases down that first hill, you can see this big, bright blue maelstrom that looks very similar to, you know, the one you saw before on the Gravitron below you. And then the car is released down the hill, and you can feel them rushing towards the maelstrom. And then it feels like something just hits you from the side and knocks you to the side, and you're kind of, you know, you're falling towards this maelstrom but being knocked from side to side, and you can both make sand rolls.
Success. Oh, dang it. That's the bad part about me not having my sheet. I think I lost, like, what, 12 or something last time?
It was a bit.
Hey, I didn't pass.
Okay. Just a second.
Who knows?
Okay, so that'll be a D3 for the pass and a D6 for the failure.
Alrighty.
It's dangerous.
Oh,
three.
Yay.
Oh, five. That's a nice start.
So, as you're experiencing all this and screaming, and it's not very fun, or maybe it is a little bit of fun, I suppose. Stacy, you notice that Peter looks like he's fainted.
I'll just leave him.
There's one last kind of jarring turn, and then the car, and then you can feel yourself kind of lurching to a stop, and then just kind of moving forward slightly, and the lights come up, and you come back into the station.
Hmm.
And the attendant, the attendants are standing there. Hope you had fun. The light bar pops up. And
can I make a psychology check on the attendants?
You can, yes.
To see if they're, in on this, because that seems weird that they wouldn't notice something strange. All right, let's see here. Psychology. Stacy is an avid psychology reader. Oh, look at that, a 12, which is, damn it, that's going to be a hard success, but not an extreme.
Okay. So what is it that you're...
I don't know, just looking for something out of the ordinary. The guy's saying, look at... He's saying, oh, hope you had a fun time. Like, I'll stare at him right in the eyes and just, like, kind of judge him and his character. it was fun.
There seems to be, as you do that, you're staring him right in the eyes, and he says, hope you had fun. And, kind of does a gesture, like, the exit is this way. And Peter kind of comes out of his faint, by the way, at this point. There's something in his eyes, there's something in his facial expression, there's something in his tone of voice that reminds you of Mary.
So maybe he's been taken over too. Instead of saying, happy, he says, hope you had a good ride. okay. Say, come on, Peter, and I'll shake him awake. See if I can shake him away.
I'm sorry, Stacy.
Give him a smack across the face. Peter! Come on!
Why are you doing this? Don't hit me.
Oh, and come on.
Start walking.
You know you like it. Say, Peter, we gotta... I don't know. I think we gotta find a way into that haunted house. Up above.
We didn't find any side door, you said, right?
No.
Well, yeah. I will remind you, and if I did not make this clear enough last time, I apologize. When you were going around the haunted house, you were correct. There were no side doors. The side and back of the building were just, a featureless gray wall.
Right.
As you look up, right, it's the haunted house is... from the front looks like a Victorian mansion, right? Mm-hmm. As you go around the sides and you look up, the upper stories of the Victorian mansion are clearly just facade built on a one-story building.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Gotcha. No, I did not recall that.
Yeah.
That's right. And we also signed up for the tour. We signed up for the behind-the-scenes tour.
Yep.
After hours. So, what time is it now, Jim? And what time is that at?
Well, the after hours tour would be around 10. Let's say 10 p.m. Uh-huh. And it's now like 4 p.m.
I feel weak, Stacy.
Oh, do you need to take a little rest?
Let's sit down, please.
Okay.
As we sit down, I kind of start thinking about how to, if that is a facade, maybe we can climb to the second floor and get inside the real building. through one of the doors of the mansions or something like that? That's what I'm thinking. I'm not saying that aloud yet.
But I think you're trying to imply that it is only a one-story building, right, Jim?
Yes.
Okay. So then, yeah, there isn't anything other than what's on the ride level.
Oh, okay. So it's
it looks like two or three stories.
It's a small ride.
But right. It's just on the front of the building.
Yeah.
Like wood planks or whatever painted to make it look like it's huge.
Yeah.
And that was especially clear when you went around the back and you could, you know, kind of see into, you know, the facade is just, you know, 2x4s and plywood.
Right.
On top of a one-story building.
Okay. Interesting. Well, does it seem to be like there or like near the front? Do I remember if there was like an employee area? Like maybe like a building where employees were coming in and out of? Maybe a locker room for the cast members?
You can make a hard intro.
Well, let's see. Nope, just a regular.
Yeah, you don't remember seeing anything like that.
Can I try it?
Yeah.
Nope. Hey, Stacy, maybe we can go in, and as soon as the ride starts, maybe we can jump out of the cart. That, I don't know if that's something we can do.
I believe I tried to do that last time, and it didn't work out too well. But yeah, we could try that again.
I don't feel that brave anymore, but I will go along with Stacy.
You know, if we can't poke around in there like that, maybe we could go up towards the front, see if we can't find an employee, maybe like the employee locker room. Go in, grab a couple uniforms, and then walk around looking like the ride attendants. That could be fun.
Is there a way to enter through the exit, Jim?
The entrance and exits are to the front.
if you ran and you know the attendants weren't able to grab you in time or something, I don't know.
Mm.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So then I guess. I'm sorry, Jim. I was under the impression that. Like, I would think that when we enter the ride for the haunted house, it's like, you know, the one opening there, the cars come up, you get in, it rides you around the ride, and then it drops you back off in the same place.
They're separate openings, but they're like right next to each other.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, we could try that, Peter. Why don't we try that? Just run in the out.
Okay.
Or we could try and sneak in the out. And then run.
Yeah, sneak is not going to be an option for Peter, but...
Well, Stacy could sneak and see if it's clear in there.
He can give it a try.
All right. So I guess we'll probably come up around the back of the building, kind of turn the corner and kind of try and head right into the exit.
Okay.
That'll sneak be
a,
roll.
A couple sneak rolls to avoid being seen.
All right.
Actually, a couple hard sneak rolls. Right? Okay. There's not just there's a couple attendants, yeah, but there's also like a big line of people.
First one is a 92, so that's a fail.
So as you come around the corner and you go to step in, you feel a hand grabbing your arm, and you look and it's one of the attendants. The line is over here, miss.
Happy. Can I try and make an acting role and sound like that kind of person? Or, I guess, what would that be? Fast talk?
You may do acting, or... No, acting. Yeah.
Damn it.
Nope.
Why did I suggest that? All right. Well, come on, Ot 5. I am not no theater major. 58.
The line is over here, miss. And he starts walking you towards the line.
Okay.
Meanwhile, what is Peter doing?
No, just watching Stacy fail.
And, take advantage of the opportunity.
Maybe Is there someone that we know of on the line already? Like pretty much right in front?
Luck roll.
That's a 10.
Apparently there is.
Stacey, maybe we can just go and do the line again.
Oh, is that one of your friends? Someone there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Peter and his nerd friends.
No, he's nice.
No, Peter and Stacey have been like family friends forever, but she got popular and he got not.
So yeah, you're able to cut forward and join one of Peter's friends in the, towards the front of the line. There's two of your friends there, actually, Peter. They appear to be riding together.
Oh God!
As you come up and join them, and you know, say hello or whatever, they turn and look at you, and they don't say anything, and then they just turn and look back forward again.
I will call them by their names. Hey, it's me, it's Peter.
There's no response.
Tango, Cash, are you okay?
So as the line moves, you know, as the line moves forward, there's still a couple people in front of you. You know, they step forward with the line, but they don't respond to the two of you at all.
Okay, how is the rest of the people on the line acting?
It's a mix. So there's, as you kind of look back through the line that you've cut in front of, you can see that there's a number of people who are behaving just like Tango and Cash here. They appear to just be, they're staring straight ahead, they're moving with the line, they're not talking or interacting with anyone. there's a few people who are, you know, moving forward with the line and kind of looking around. They look a little confused. And then there's a few pockets of people who are, you know, talking and laughing animatedly.
Okay, totally lucid.
Something's wrong with my friend, Stacey.
Yeah, hey, watch this. Yours. Watch this. Let me show you a trick. And I'll shake one and I'll say, hey, how do you feel? Hey, how do you feel? Hey, how do you feel? Until he responds in kind.
Well, that doesn't happen.
Oh. Man, this works every other time, I swear. This is the first time, I swear. Yeah. I don't know. It seems like more and more people are changing into these idiots.
So you're at the front of the line now, and Tango and Cash get on a car, and they disappear into the haunted house.
All right, Stacey, you're ready to jump out of the car.
A moment later, another car appears, and the attendant gestures for the two of you to get in.
All right, come on, let's go. Is there a way, Jim, for me to, like, I don't know, puff myself out or something so that when the lap bar comes down, it leaves a little bit of a gap? Or like, oh, I know, I'll take off my sweater or sweatshirt or whatever and kind of like ball it up and stick it on my lap where the lap bar would hit.
Okay. I will allow you to do that with a... a conceal roll, I think.
Alright. Wait. I don't have conceal as a skill.
Make it a luck roll, then.
Let's see.
Loki has.
Oh, I guess sleight of hand. Sleight of hand, maybe. I'm good at sleight of hand.
Uh-huh. That'll work.
Alright. And that is an extreme by one. I got an 11.
Yep, so you're able to do that. Yeah, so the attendant checks the lap bar real quick, and it's loose on, you were able to, you know, bunch something up, your purse or something, and keep it under your arms or whatever, so that the lap bar came down on that. So it's loose on you, and it's a little bit loose on Peter, not as loose as it is on you.
Mm-hmm. Anything strange with the attendants? so far, you know, behavior-wise?
Well, I noticed that they were a little bit, it seems like they're acting sort of the same way as the other controlled people or catatonic people, but they have a little better vocabulary.
Okay.
So the car starts up and takes you into the haunted house.
Okay, I will try to, you know...
Say, come on, Peter, scooch over this way.
Yeah, since the car, any moment.
Okay. Since it's a little more open on my side.
So you... Okay, yeah, you guys are... as the car rumbles forward, you know, you're not able to immediately jump out. You kind of have to work your way out a little bit. Push yourself up with your arms and scooch your butt back and lean forward and scooch around and get around from under the lap bar. But you're able to do that as the car comes in to that first scene, which, you know, was the witch boiling the person alive. And as you come into that room and you're getting out, you can see that there is still a witch, sort of. The figure that was a witch is no longer entirely human. In fact, you know, her face is, the body still looks kind of generally human, but the face is much more insectoid, and, you know, she's got, you know, the kind of these long, skinny, you know, hairy legs that end in pinchers, and... You know, in front of her is this big vat of some yellow, thick, viscous, boiling something. And there's like three people in there, and they're just screaming. And, you know, you can see the flesh just melting off their faces as they're in there. And you can both make sand rolls, of course.
I figured that was coming. Oh, that's a success.
Failure again.
Peter, gosh.
That will be a D4 for the success and a D10 for the failure.
Of course, he's a 4.
And I get a 3. And I say, Peter, come on! And I'll go over and... does it look like the cauldron or pot that the people are screaming in? Is there still, like, a fire underneath it? Or can I... or can I like push against it to try and push it over towards the thing?
As you make your way to the cauldron, well, before you do that, the answer is no. There is no fire under it.
Okay.
It appears to be just kind of a steel vat sitting on the floor. But as you get out of the car, the witch creature thing looks at you.
I stare right back at it.
Steps out from around the cauldron and starts moving towards you.
Oh, God.
And Peter is collapsing.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Folding like a flan in a cupboard under pressure.
Yeah.
Are you fainting in the car or outside of the car?
I think we're already outside of the car.
Okay, good. If Peter is fainting, I will leave him as the easy target and rush to the other side of the vat. I'm going to try and position myself between the vat and the alien thing.
Okay. Make a easy dex roll.
Oh, made it. Oh, no. Wait, that's a D8. No. Oh, that's a fail. 71.
As you try to dodge around it, one of its arms kind of shoots out. And just misses you. You're able to get around to the other side of the cauldron. It turns, ignoring the apparently collapsed Peter.
He'll just eat him later.
The thing is making some kind of, you know, you can see it's got like little mandibles where its mouth should be, and they're kind of clicking together and making some kind of clicking noise as it comes towards you.
Oh, no. Okay. I'll pull out my switchblade from my purse that my brothers gave me before he left for college.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. You know, without the big brother around, she's got to take care of herself.
What is your dex, Stacy?
It's 45.
Okay. So you're standing on one side of the cauldron, right? Trying to keep it behind between you and the creature. Is that your?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does it look like I could push the cauldron over with my strength of 35?
No.
Or
no.
Okay, then yes. I'm just trying to keep a little distance between us until I could get my switchblade ready.
Okay. The creature's arms look like it's probably long enough. It could reach around. It could reach over the cauldron and
still get me.
Yes, and it does so.
Oh, great!
One of it's just long enough. It can't grab you, but it can certainly slash at you with its apparently sharp claws. If you would like to,
I'll try and dodge.
Take some sort of evasive action.
Yes, I will attempt to dodge from this monstrous creature. With an 88, which is a fail.
You may have 9 points of damage.
Okay. Let's make a con check. Con check is a success. But if I'm at 1 hit point... See, that's what I never understood here. So it says... So at 2 hit points, do you go unconscious, even though you're still alive?
Automatically, yep.
Okay, so then I am now unconscious.
Okay. And Peter is unconscious, and Stacy has been knocked unconscious. Wow, this was a short session, wasn't it?